Hey there, today is Tuesday, April 26th, 2022, and I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Today, it's going to be about a place that I've been. You're very welcome. Okay, so let's see. So the title of today's podcast is A Valley of Fire. Sounds cool? I hope it sounds cool. The place is very, very cool. Now, technically, the name of this place is called Valley of Fire Highway. It is a highway. It is in Nevada. I believe it's in Nevada because it's not too far from Las Vegas. And I have got to tell you, this is an amazing place to visit. It truly is. Now, would I tell you to go to there if you're visiting from another country? Yes, I would. But before I get any further with that, I have got to tell you, there are these big rocks, and I do mean big rocks, on this highway. There is a reason why it's called the Valley of Fire Highway. Because these rocks, they are red. I mean, they are red. I don't think I've ever seen rocks look this red before. Now, the thing is, they also have holes in them. Now, you're thinking, so what? Rocks with holes. It is a big deal. Because these holes, I mean, you could really see down deep into these holes. And some of these things, you could literally go into. So, if you go to my blog, you'll see yesterday's post titled Valley of Fire Highway. These red holed rocks are amazing to see because they are amazing to see. So I managed to get a picture of myself in one of them, which will not be on here, but it was super cool. It was hot. Okay. It was hot when I went and it was March. So if you go now or whenever you're listening to this podcast, know that the weather is most likely going to be even hotter because it is desert type weather. But these rocks are completely amazing and some of them look like beehives. Now that's just what I think. But once I pointed them to my husband, he thought the same thing. But literally, they do look like beehives. And the ones that look like beehives, the holes are so big, you can walk into them. You kind of have to hunchback yourself. But it is so worth it because it's kind of cool. Actually, it's not kind of cool. It is cool to be able to walk into those holes in these rocks and just to look around and to feel the rocks. It's so smooth. They are this bright red and it's just so smooth to touch. I was amazed at this. Maybe I'm the only one who's amazed at this. I don't know. But I do think it is worth the trip. And my husband and I had so much fun walking around these big, big rocks. I mean, just to look at them. I don't know how long they've been there. I'm sure there's a history. And I'm sure there's something that you can read about them on Google. I have not gone that far. But they, like I said, amazing. And if you go further on this highway of fire, there is this one part where you can go to where back in the 1900s, some people made three brick homes. I kid you not. They are three brick homes. They're all in a row. You do have to step on these like rock brick steps to get to these homes. They are literally the same size, all three homes. They are made of brick. They are the red brick that they are made from. And you can go into each one, and from the looks of it, each one of them has a fireplace. So I am going to assume that in the wintertime, it does get on the cold side at night, maybe even during the summer, although I can't imagine that. I highly doubt that, but who knows? Anyway, they are there. You can go into them. So if you do visit the Valley of Fire Highway and you get to these homes, they're pretty cool to go into. I mean, there's not that much there. Like I said, there's a fireplace, but you can't sit on anything. They each have the same exact size window as well, just one. But I guess that's all you need. The view is really cool. And when you get out of them, when you walk around, you'll notice that there is actually another huge rock that has a hole. And I did do my best to get a picture of that, but I don't know how well I did. But the whole entire place is truly amazing. Yes, I keep using that word, but just the fact that they made these three brick homes identical in shape and size for people who like to camp there, I thought that was pretty cool. I don't really know why you'd want to camp there, but hey, that's up to the people. Although, you can't use these homes anymore. They haven't been in use for I don't know how long. So, but they were cool to look at. And like I said, these rocks, so cool to look at. So here's the deal. If you live in America and you are listening to this podcast about the Valley of Fire, Valley of Fire Highway, if you will, I would say, yeah, go to it. If you live anywhere in America and you are planning on going to Vegas for a vacation or anywhere in Nevada, I would highly recommend the Valley of Fire Highway. To me, it was spectacular. It was amazing to see. I went on a warm day. You don't have to go on a warm day, but yeah, if you're flying, like if you're going to Vegas to just have some fun gambling, I would take a day out and I would go to the Valley of Fire Highway and check it out. You do need to drive to there, but it is wonderful. It is spectacular. It is amazing and it is worth the drive. Take that time away from the gambling and go check this out because it is amazing to see. I know I keep using that word. I don't know any other word for it. I mean, these big rocks that they have holes in them. They have huge holes in them, and it is really cool to see. Now you might be thinking, who cares about rocks that are huge with holes in them? You know what? When you get to them, you'll understand why I think they're so amazing. At least I hope you will. And if you're listening to this podcast about the Valley of Fire Highway and you live in, I don't know, France, Australia, Germany, Ireland, Sweden, Norway, wherever, if you live in Europe and you're listening to this podcast and you are considering a vacation for a week or two to America, I would definitely put this on your list. I would put Las Vegas on your list. But I would definitely put this place on your list, Valley of Fire Highway. It truly is amazing to see. It's cool to walk around. I would not go on a hike. I would not. Unless if it's like the winter months, sure, why not? Make sure you have water on you though. But anywhere from March and on, don't go too far. I would not go too far, and definitely make sure you have water on you because it is desert-like and it does get hot and you will dehydrate. So definitely want to stay hydrated, okay? Like I said, if you're traveling from Europe or Asia or wherever or the Middle East and you are coming to America for a week or two for a vacation, I would put this on your list. There's probably other things that you could put on your list too to check out. This place, the Valley of Fire Highway, was really, really cool to check out. And I think you would enjoy it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, you know, if you're already there, there's no harm in checking it out. Yeah. So, Valley of Fire, technically called Valley of Fire Highway. It is in Nevada. It's not too far from Las Vegas, I don't think. Maybe an hour's worth of a drive. Maybe half an hour's worth of a drive. I honestly don't remember. I do know it was worth the drive, and I hope you think it is as well. If you do go, drop me a message and tell me what you think. If you think I'm out of my mind thinking that this place is amazing looking, that's okay. You're allowed to have your opinion, but tell me what you think because I would love to hear from you. I've yet to hear from anybody who listens to my podcast, and I would love to hear from you. If you like the Valley of Fire Highway, let me know. If you have been to any place that I have suggested on my podcast or even in my blog, let me know what you thought. So that is that. The Valley of Fire, technically Valley of Fire Highway. Yeah, I think that was a truly amazing place to visit. just my opinion. So yes. Okay. Thank you so very much for listening to my podcast about the Valley of Fire Highway. I really appreciate it, and I hope you got some information that you needed. If you do have any questions, feel free to ask, and I'll do my best to answer you, or, you know, you could Google it. That's probably your best bet. So, quickly let you know that I am an author, as said. My books you can find on my blog, kathleensmith.org. I've got 3 books for you to read or listen to. I hope you enjoy them. I hope they help, especially the one on miscarriages. I do have my own business. I am the CEO of Bears with Apps. We have a couple of apps. If you go to bearswithapps.com, you can check out our apps. And at the moment, they are all educational, but I also think fun. And 2 of them are free right now. So if you go check them out, you could get them for free right now, just 2 of them. The rest, you got to pay for it, but they're not that expensive, like 99 cents or something like that, $1.99. What else? My YouTube channel is Kat N. Smith. That's KatAndSmith. I have over 100 videos for you to check out. The last 2, you might find interesting, you might find funny, I don't know, but if you could check it out, that'd be great. If you like what you see, it'd be great if you would subscribe as well. It would be great if you subscribe to everything that I do. My podcast, Kathleen's Corner, my blog, if you want to follow that, that's great. I am on LinkedIn. If you would like to follow me there, you can. And I think that's it. Oh, yeah, I'm on Twitter, at SRKBear. Love it if you follow me there. I will do my best to follow you back as well. And like I said, thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. Thank you for checking out my blog, kathleensmith.org, my books, my apps. And you don't know how much I appreciate it. But I really, really do. So this is Kathleen Smith from Kathleen's Corner saying goodbye and thank you. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back when I'm back. Bye-bye.